Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. A lot of new music is coming out as the month of August is winding down, and two individuals that are looking forward to releasing a brand-new project this week are joining us today. Bradford Loomis, as well as Beth Whitney, are here to talk to us not only about their new project, The Banner Days, that will be released on Tuesday. We're going to be actually hearing a track from that single, the first track, actually, My Beloved. We're going to talk to them not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to come together to create great music together, and what it's been like for you them to already see the way that people are responding to the music as well. Bradford, Beth, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to the both of you on this project, The Banner Days. We'll be reminding our listeners how they can get it here in just a couple of days. But Beth, let me start with you. I mean, it's very, very obvious, especially from this single, My Beloved, that both of you have a great love of music individually. What has it been like for you to come together and create this great project together?
Yeah, well, we actually are from the same small town. However, we didn't actually connect until some mutual friends have been telling us about each other, and we wanted to hear each other play, and Bradford actually asked me to play a show with him.
Mm-hmm.
It actually took the internet for us to actually meet. We played that show. I was blown away by his playing, and then we played another show together a couple months later, joined him on his CD release party tour, and then wrote a song together. So, you know, just over the last year and a half, we've done a show, then we wrote a song that went really well, wrote another song that went well, and then now here we are. We had our CD release party yesterday, and looking forward to it dropping on iTunes.
Yeah, it has to be a great feeling. Bradford, you heard Beth talking about you and how blown away she was by you. I mean, what was it like for you to be working with her and her amazing abilities as well?
You know, it's from the moment I first heard the music on her website, I was really enamored with her ability to write a song. And you never really know until you hear somebody live, right? You know, you can dress up a lot of things in the studio. I loved her record and still do. It's one of the best independent released records I've ever heard. But it wasn't really until, I liked it enough to want to ask her if she'd play, but then once I played with her, she's so witty and so funny, and her husband are just fantastic performers. He plays upright bass, and I've never met anybody as good as him. He's just such a showman with an upright bass. It was so much fun. It just really fit. It's like we knew right away that this collaboration was going to work. Before we'd even written any music together, our styles aren't very similar, but for some reason they can adapt to my style, and I have so much fun singing their music as well. It really fit. So
yeah,
it's been a good partnership.
Well, this single we're going to hear, I had it on repeat, I know, for at least a half an hour. My Beloved is such a beautiful song, and your voices just come together so great. And Beth, I want to go back to you with this question. I mean, I was asking about what was it like for you guys to come together. When did you first realize the gift for yourself? Because as you just heard Bradford talk about, I mean, you have this amazing talent. When did you first start believing in your own talent?
Oh, man. I think every artist probably has. It's a cycle of believing in yourself and doubting yourself and believing in yourself. But I don't know. I've gotten people have encouraged me to sing, and they asked me to sing it. And you know, at weddings and special things, they asked me to write songs with them. I've been asked a lot to share what I have, and that's encouraging to me. Just knowing, you know, that people want me to be a part of their event, their wedding, whatever it is. So, I still go back and forth, like probably most artists do. Like, wait, am I good at this? Is this what I should, you know? But right now, I really am definitely feeling really confident in where and what we're doing right now with this project. It just seems to match really well. I haven't found that yet. But I don't know if you
Well, Bradford, for you, when did you first realize or at least start believing in your gift? Because I'm sure you've been told, you know, before even, you know, that you had a voice. When did you start believing in the gift?
You know, it's funny because I was in, during high school, eighth grade, I think. I was in band. I played clarinet in band, and I hated it. I was so bored. And I started singing a Stone Temple Pilots song, oddly enough, and a buddy like knew how to play it. So we were kind of jamming at lunch, and I had a girl walk up to me, and she stopped, and she watched us, and then afterwards she was like, "Hey, you're really good. You should join choir." And I don't know, I hadn't really thought about singing before that. It was more just trying to copy something.
Right.
What Beth says is totally true. It's funny. You can get compliments, and that definitely feels good. It makes you, you know, kind of move forward. But then you're, you know, everybody's going to hit some kind of a snag in their confidence where you're like, gosh, should I be doing this? Or can I do this? Or can I, you know, have the talent to get to, you know, level B, whatever that, you know, the next level, whatever that looks like for you, you know, or where you're at. So it's elusive, you know. You feel good and confident, and then tomorrow it may flitter away a little bit.
Exactly. You know what? I totally understand what you mean. I think a lot of people out there can relate to Bradford. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with Bradford Loomis, just heard from him there, as well as Beth Whitney. Together, they have formed this great album, The Banner Days, and we'll be telling you how you can actually be able to get it for yourself here in just a couple of days. The single you guys are about to hear is called My Beloved. And Beth, I was reading when I was prepping for this segment today. This song, I think, was one of the first you guys wrote, and it was basically written in a matter of hours. Is that right?
Yeah, we got together one evening. My husband and I have a one-year-old, and he was about 2 months old, I think. So we put him to bed, tucked him away, and Bradford came over, and my husband and I and him sat in our living room, and really quietly, because the baby was asleep in the next room, we wrote this song. And I had a kind of a song seed for this song, a couple lines, a melody, and a few words for it that I had been jamming on like a year prior, brought that forward, and we kind of took that seed and wrote on top of it, and it really turned into something cool. But yeah, that was the first song, and it doesn't usually or, you know, often happen in 2 hours. That was very surprising, but it was very
Bradford, I want to talk about that. I mean, and our listeners will get it, and I think it in some ways will give them chills. I mean, when you guys hear this song and hear the way your voices just blend together, I mean, that does not always happen. Just as Beth was saying, it is not something that happens all the time. You write a song in a couple hours. It doesn't happen all the time that you hear that type of symmetry and also balance in a song. You know, when you hear that song, I mean, are you even in wonderment of what you guys have created with My Beloved?
Yeah, you know, yes. Short answer is yes. It's pretty fascinating to be a part of a songwriting endeavor because you really don't know where a song is going to go, or at least I never know where a song is going to go. And so it's this song in particular. It really, you know, Beth had this little line and it sounded great, but we had no idea, you know, what it was going to turn into. You just don't know. And so and they don't all turn out, you know, the way you want them to sometimes. And so this one, I don't know, I feel like with this song in particular, the energy moves really well. And that's what, when we were singing it, if ever you're writing a song and you can get goosebumps when you're writing it, that's a, to me, that's a pretty good barometer for whether or not you're hitting the sweet spot, you know, that you want to. Because we call our music kind of soulful folk music. And the soulful aspect of it comes in just we want to be able to sing with a passion, whether it's quiet, whether it's loud. And so when we get the goosebumps like that when we're writing, to me that's definitely a sign that we're hitting that passionate spot. You know, we're putting our souls into it. And so that song definitely accomplished that.
I totally agree. I totally agree, and I think our audience here will agree, too. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Bradford Loomis and Beth Whitney about their upcoming release, The Banner Days. The single you guys are about to hear is the first single on the project. It's called My Beloved. You all stay with us. We'll be right back right after this.
I am overwhelmed by you.
That was My Beloved, of course, from the album The Banner Days. It's coming out here in just a couple of days. Of course, Bradford Loomis, as well as Beth Whitney. We're talking to the two of them, not only about the project, but what it was like for them to find their own voices individually, and then, of course, to come together to create this project, The Banner Days. You know, we always hear that saying, two are better than one, Bradford. What about for you? I mean, does part of this journey, I mean, is it made easier by the fact that you're working with someone that's just as invested in this project as you are?
You know, it's easier in almost every way. When you're a solo artist, the only way that it's easier is all the money that you make is yours. well, that's plus control, decision-making. But, you know, it's with when you're collaborating, you have two people to be creative. You have two people to push the project. You have two people to work on the project. You have... you know, two people responsible for everything. You don't have to make every decision. You can discuss stuff, and it helps make a better decision sometimes. So you know, it's been different, but it's been a relief, honestly. I really like Beth, and both her and her husband are two of the most considerate people I've ever met. So we talk a lot about each phase of the project. You know, what do we want to do for this, and we talk a lot, and we all kind of come to consensus, and even when we don't come to consensus, we're so proactive about discussing the whys and, you know, what our rationale is, that we've yet to really hit a sticking point. Nobody gets their back up, you know, nobody gets defensive, and so it's just been so much fun and such an easy project, for lack of a better term. It's just been a blast. So, yes, it's been a huge relief to have somebody else push all the stuff. And Beth did the artwork on this record. And I've done the artwork previously on my records I've never done the artwork myself. I've always hired it out. So it's kind of cool to have it in-house and to have somebody who really understands the songs that we wrote, because she helped write them.
Right.
And she drew up, you know, a piece of art that fits very well with where we were coming from, with the inspiration for the whole record.
Well, definitely it's a beautiful album cover. Beth, I guess for you I would say instead of two are better than one, three are better than one in your case, because you had Bradford, of course, and then your husband. Talk to us about this process for you, what it's been like for you to not only have, you know, been able to work with Bradford on this project, but then, of course, to know that as you're listening to these songs, that it really is in many ways for you a family affair, but also just a real great representation of where you are musically.
It has been a big process. Honestly, since I had a baby 15 months ago, that's been the hugest life changer for me. So that kind of absorbs a lot of my mind space, which I think has actually helped, because I don't have time to overthink anything.
Okay.
So it's been awesome. I started out playing by myself as well. Then my husband and I started playing together. When we met, when we were quite small. We were 4 years old when we met, but then started playing together about 10 years ago. So even just going from playing by myself to playing with my husband, that taught me a lot of how to work with somebody else and how to communicate, that kind of thing. And then having Bradford come in too, turning it into three has been amazing. Bradford has an energy that I don't think I could drink enough coffee to ever match, ever get up to that much energy in it. With my sort of more lower, mellow energy and his capability of being high energy, it really creates a variance that's really cool. But Bradford is really amazing at things that I really don't love to do. He likes to do booking and marketing and kind of and interacting with new venues and everything, and I can be quite shy when it comes to that, so I love to sit in my corner and do the artwork while he chats with everybody. It's been great.
Well, I tell you, it's great to be able to have that compliment. And then, as you said, you know, to be able to have your husband in the mix as well, you know, it has to be a great experience. And now, of course, all of that is going to be available for us to be able to enjoy. Well, I've already had a chance to enjoy it, but the rest of the world will be able to enjoy it in just a couple of days. The Banner Days is the title of the project, of course, by Beth Whitney and Bradford Loomis. It's an amazing piece of work, I think, that people will be able to listen to from beginning to end. But I tell you, it starts off so strong with that song, My Beloved, and I think, you know, songs like Banner Days, people will really appreciate that, and even Song in My Head. There's so many great projects, you know, and I think, you know, as we're living in the world now, and as you were talking about the artwork, it reminded me, Bradford, that Beth on her Facebook page had talked about when she was uploading some of the artwork for the project. So you guys have definitely kept social media updated on how they can, you know, be able to find out about you guys, where the performances have been, that kind of thing. So, Bradford, how can our listeners stay in contact with you? I know that the project will be available for the world in 2 days, of course, for those joining us live, that's August 26th. But how can they stay in contact with you, Bradford, and all the great things going on with you?
We have our website is thebannerdays.com, and on that website there's both Beth and I's picture are right on the front page, and if you click on Beth's picture, it takes you to her individual website. If you click on my picture, it takes you to my individual website, and that way you can kind of find out about all three different projects.
Cool.
But then also, we're all over Facebook. We have the Banner Days, Facebook.com, Banner Days. And we interact a lot with our fans, both individually and at our band page as well, because we want to your supporters and those relationships that you build with people who listen to your music. That's really what this whole thing is about. And
right. For
us to even have a career pursuing music, it takes people buying the music. It takes people being interested in the music. And we've had, you know, such a blast. It's been life-changing to – we started doing house show tours. So we go out to the East Coast. We just ask, hey, who wants a house show? And then, you know, people all over the country have responded. And so we'll book tours based on whoever says they want us to come to their house and play music for them and their friends.
Wow.
And then we go and we do that, and we've met some amazing people all over the country, and we're headed out to the Rocky Mountain region in September, and we're headed out to the East Coast in October, and it's all with people who, you know, a lot of them we've never met before, but they've heard our music online, they've been to the website, they saw us on YouTube, you know, however it is they found us, and they have connected with us on Twitter or Facebook, And the rest is history, so to speak. We go out there and we meet them, and then we build relationships, and we firmly believe in that. So we keep in touch with everybody that follows us.
Well, thebannerdays.com, again, is that website, a great way for people to connect with the two of you and to stay in contact with everything that's going on. Bradford, Beth, thank you all so much for the time today. Congratulations on the album, and I hope you guys will come back. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, you're more than welcome. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you've joining us live on the radio side or online, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com, you guys can catch the podcast of this conversation in about 3 to 5 minutes as we go off the air. The link is already available on our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com, also on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well. And we did you guys a favor, as Bradford mentioned, they are all over social media. I tagged their personal Twitter handles as well as their band Twitter handle on our page. So you can head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb to be able to connect with them individually as well as with the Banner Days. And then, of course, we tag their Facebook fan page as well, the group one for the Banner Days there, so you can find it. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.